Welcome y'all to Backwoods Obscura, a podcast dedicated to the lore, legends, and myths surrounding the creatures that may lurk in your backyard. My name's Hewitt.
I'm Chris. How you doing, man?
I am pretty good. Minus I need to get a new roof.
Yeah,
that's just life though, you know.
Hey, but you own the home, so.
Well, the bank does. I just have a very good rental rate for right now.
Yeah, okay. To be fair, we own the home in the sense that we are building equity into
yes,
a property.
Yes, you're correct.
I mean, we got lucky. I think we both got the sweet spot when it comes to...
We threaded that needle in real estate during the unpleasantness.
Like, us millennials are not really lucky when it comes to the home ownership, but me and you managed to do it somehow. And I'm still trying to get shit done in my house, but, like, you've done...
I made a room.
You made a whole room, which is crazy. But, yeah, like, for myself, I haven't had much going on. Actually, I tell a lie. I actually am doing some renovations, trying to get all the shit out of my backyard.
Yeah. Also, you know what's coming up.
What's that?
Camping trip.
Ooh, I'm ready. I am so ready.
I am so ready. I just bought some two long sleeve undershirts to wear with stuff because it's not going to be cold enough for like my actual one heavy jacket, which yes, we live in the South. So we all have one heavy jacket that is way too hot for 90% of our winter.
Oh yeah, definitely. And the thing is we're going to have those jackets on and at the height of us doing stuff, which is mostly going to be hiking trailing, really. It's not really hiking where we're at, but we're going to be taking it off because it's going to get hot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like I'm going to have multiple layers of lighter because it's not going to actually get all the way down until later at night when it's going to actually get
I'm probably going to put it on once it gets cold, but I'm excited. I'm excited to go out there and just have fun.
I'm excited to watch you and Devin try to fish.
I haven't fished in so long. I have been doing research into fishing just to learn. I have watched so many videos of some podunk assholes.
Let me recommend two channels. AO Fishing.
I think I've heard of them. I think I was on there.
AYO, dude from Alabama, and Fishing with Norm.
I haven't heard of that one.
Stupid tall Floridian boy that likes to go barefoot fishing.
Oh yeah, that's how you know they fish a lot. They just go out there and just put themselves into the environment. They just go out there.
They just walk out in the water and shit.
I wouldn't want to do that around here because I feel like
we have a very high number of reptiles that live in our water that decide to make your day personally.
Well, he's from Florida, but.
He's from the panhandle section of Florida. So, he is other Alabama.
Okay. But
far east Mississippi.
I've been looking up. I actually looked up what kind of fish I can catch, which are crappie and perch, which are the only ones I'm looking at catching.
There's also a few bass out there and there's some catfish.
I mean, there's bass and catfish, but I'm not trying to catch those because
I think Devin wants to catch a catfish, and my thing is I ain't skinning it.
I mean, if Devin wants... Look, I'm bringing a fillet knife. I'm bringing everything. Like, here's the thing. I'm not worried about, like, filleting the fish. I'm actually more worried about me being able to catch the fish.
This is my thing. I love fishing. I hate catching. Because, one, I don't eat fish. My idea is, if you let me go out in a John boat into a lake with a cooler full of beer, and I take a rod with me, I drop an anchor, and then I'm just out there for a couple hours, and I'm left alone.
You're just chilling.
Beautiful. When the sun hits it just right. Type beauty. But since we're camping, you want to know who or what I don't want to come visit us?
Bigfoot. The Falk Monster, the Honey Island Swamp Monster, the Three Cheek Beast.
Actually, not if any of them showed up, I'd be like, you want a beer? And I feel like they'd be like,
you want some deer chili?
I think they'd be like, And I'd be like, we've just proven that there's another, you know, bipedal humanid or hominid on this continent. And
turns out doing weird calls doesn't help. Just make deer chili.
Just make chili and crack open a Coors.
Crack open a Coors.
Not a light beer. Bigfoot's not watching his figure. But no, what I don't want to come visit us is a Shalshmau, also known as the Kushma.
The Kushma.
Which I'm mispronouncing both of these. Because there's a little accent aigu above the A in Kushma. But they're also known, more colloquially, as a nightmare.
Well, okay. I mean, there's a lot of things that could be considered a nightmare that we talk about.
Now, or to pull another old world name, they're also known as a witch writing.
A witch writing?
A witch writing.
Like writing or writing?
Writing.
Oh, like a horse. You're riding a horse. Okay.
Well, some people might be considered that, others might not.
Okay. Witch riding as a... Okay.
Upon your back, yes. Yes. As if you were a beast of burden, I was making a naughty joke. Anyway,
We are a Christian podcast. No, we're not.
Win. Now, here's the deal. There's other things that the Kushma is also known as around different parts of the world. The Boogeyman.
Of course.
Or the Bogeyman. The Dark Man.
The Babadook?
No. Oh. Or the Hat Man.
Oh, we're getting into Benadryl territory.
No. The Hat Man has appeared outside of Benadryl. He is a common hallucination that is connected to the Kushma.
It's the Kushma in Louisiana.
Okay. Well, the Kushmar, or a mayor from Germany.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think
they're very similar. But Kushma, K-O-U-S-H-M, accent mark above the A, in South Louisiana. That's the name. Now, origins is there's a French origin, but there's also the native origin. And the description is a demon-like figure that walks into your room. And you can't move, you can't talk, and you feel an incredibly high level of anxiety, and it's hard to breathe.
So it's a kikimori.
Similar to a kikimori. Or a succubi. Or let me slide to my other page. Lilith, or Liltu, from Mesopotamia and early Judeo-Christian belief. The Agroi, from Newfoundland. A Jinn from Egypt, or in the incubus or the succubus.
So the incubus and the succubus, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but the incubus and succubus, were they technically like sleep paralysis demons?
Yeah, these are all sleep paralysis demons. These are all common things. Now, the difference is that, you know, succubus and incubus...
Yeah, they do the thing.
They oinkly boinkly.
Yeah, they have a little bit of hinky-panky. They say.
A little pinch and squeal. a little slap and tug. They butter the biscuits.
Let's move on.
They prime the roast.
I can't think of anything. I'm honestly just...
They get you the 5 for $5 and a bag of flowers.
What was the monster we were talking about
again? The Kushma.
Now I just think of it as a succubus. This thing has big titties, don't it?
No. Well, depends. Because I don't know. Do you know where horse titties are at?
Oh, God, no. I didn't think it was a horse.
Well, this is where we get the term nightmare.
Nightmare. Oh.
Because sometimes, this is jumping ahead a little bit, but sometimes the Kushma will appear as a female horse with very large teeth.
I thought you were going to say very large tits.
Teats. They might be. I don't know. I haven't looked.
What? Teeth or teats?
Teeth.
Teeth. Like,
it's
okay.
It's a Gary Busey mauled horse.
The succubus talk has ruined me. Why did I go down this? This is my fault.
You went that way. Anyway. So, again, sometimes it's... This creature is known to be a shapeshifter. It takes on a form that you find scary or terrifying. So a lot of times this creature is much larger than you. Sometimes the one that I saw the most, horse with long teeth. So just all of a sudden, hello, Wilbur. I mean, hello, hello, Wilbur.
Hello, Wilbur.
You didn't leave me a carrot outside.
Now I'm going to take your carrot.
Yeah, now we're back to the succubus part.
God damn it. God damn it. We're never escaping it.
No, but
okay, I was going to say that horses have very long teeth already. Like, they're kind of known for their teeth. You know?
Okay, to make a reference to a very old game at this point, it looks like a horse. For anybody that's listening, if you will go to Team Bonus Action on YouTube and find the very first Into the Woods, the thing I said that scared the party the most was, it looks like a horse.
Just looks like a horse. I don't like that description. Because it leaves so much for the imagination, where it's like, oh, it looks like a horse. What could it be?
Yeah.
Is it a horse?
Well, I mean, no. At the same time, that's the Kushma. It looks like something. Now, big thing is, not fair, it targets nervous and anxious people.
Oh, I'm fucked.
It will sometimes sit on your chest in your sleep. This is where earlier okay, when I mentioned yeah. witch, when yeah, I mentioned Kikimori, witch
yeah.
When I mentioned witch riding, this is the witch riding you on your chest, making it hard for you to breathe.
Also and, the succubus.
Yeah. Well, that's sitting on your face.
Wow. It can. But she the thing can be sitting is, anywhere. But or thing he is, can be this, sitting anywhere.
Well, the thing is that. Just flopping right in there.
Just. Flopping all over the place.
Anyway, put your dick up, son.
Put your dick up, son.
Anyway, it's a lot of times they're viewed as a punishment for something you've done, but you never told anybody. You got anxious because you got away with something. So, like, kids who snuck that piece of candy or cheated on a test or...
So it's like the opposite of the Ruguru.
A little bit. So, like, this... Like, all of a sudden you did something bad and you get nervous. Well, it feeds off of that. It's an anxiety phage. It's a phobophage. It feeds on this fear and anxiety and this stress. And so the more stressed out you get about what you did, the more likely you are to summon the Kushma. And then they will sit on your chest.
Sorry.
God damn it, Chris.
I poisoned this episode with the succubus talk.
Well, I'm getting to that. I will get to the succubus, my dude. So, any case, they'll sit on your chest, they'll pin you down, they'll stare you directly in the eyes, and sometimes you're staring into literally the black void of a human shape, which will legit terrify the shit out of you.
Yeah. Okay, so, but I have actually had...
Sleep paralysis? Yeah.
I've had it consistently since I was a kid, and it sucks.
So, and we'll get to that here in just a second as well. But the thing is it's also could be a warning. The Kushma might, like the not evil aspect of the Kushma is, they might actually come to warn you. Like the Kushma might sit on your chest to wake you up if a fire is about to happen or if something bad's about to happen. All of a sudden you're woke up. You can't move for a second, but all of a sudden you are awake and you can hear things. Like Kushma is like the best security system in this situation. Comes, sits on the face of your chest, wakes you up. Someone's breaking into your house.
Also, I mean, it could be a friend and just not paralyze me for a few seconds.
Yeah, that's not how this thing works, though, dude. So
of course,
I wrote down a couple accounts, and I wrote down one a little bit more detail. And if you go
is it
to
the succubus one,
if you go to Louisiana Folklife. If you look on Louisiana Folklife, there is a guy who has the equivalent of 20 pages of experiences that people have had with the Kushma. Because it is documented. Like, here's the thing. Jinn, whatever this entity, this thing is, it has been recorded throughout history.
Because...
Through multiple cultures. And it's happened. So, here's one account from 1994. Well, what you got?
Yeah. I was just going to say that it kind of makes sense because if I'm going to go through the skeptic lens, sleep paralysis is pretty common. I like, I'm personally someone that experiences it pretty regularly. And it can be alarming. I hate it. I don't like it. And usually I don't really have, like, you know, vivid stuff. But when I do, it's
trippy as fuck.
It's not trippy. It's actually really scary.
Oh.
Like, because when you're in that state, it's not just about... It's not just about seeing things that aren't there. It's about a whole, like, sensory experience that is hard to describe, like, just off the top of my head. Okay, so there was one time when I was... I had just moved into this new place. It was the first house we moved into, me and my wife. And the night I was there, I had... experience, and it was kind of like a Kikamori experience. This was before, like, I really knew much about Slavic lore or anything about, like, sleep paralysis demons. Well, I knew about, like, the meme online about sleep paralysis demons, but I didn't know the history. And I had, like, a sleep paralysis demon moment, and it's not just like you're seeing something, you're smelling breath, you're hearing things, you're having, like, you're feeling the wind on your neck. It is really visceral, and it's really just, like, it's really scary. And then you wake up, and you're like, oh, that was just a thing.
Well, along those lines of what you're talking about, this account, and again, if you go and look at LA Folk Life, it's a massive amount. They were all taken in 1995. There was a college kid that just moved into their dorm, and the Kushma held them down and was jumping on them, which again is another common thing with the Kushma and any of these sleep paralysis demons, of people feeling like it's constantly,
like,
jumping and pressing. However, yes, yeah, Chris, you're still doing this because of the succubus. We are 100% adults. Like, here's the deal. This is where I thought I would be giggling regularly, and it's him. It's him. Editor Chris, do not get rid of any of this. Anyway, when, like, they had one of those, like, the rooms were, like, four rooms opened up onto a common space. And when one of their roommates opened up the door, this thing literally, like, didn't, like, dissipate like it was a dream. They watched it, like, jump and go out the window, flee type situation. And because the roommate was like, dude, I heard a whole bunch of noise in here, and, like, shook him because they found him, like, you know, like, when you find someone that's sleeping with their eyes open and how freaky that is. Like, they shook him, and the second someone touched him, he, like, came to and was like, dude, it was the Kushma. It was the Shawsmay. It's one of those of, like...
Did he have a...
He didn't have any marks or anything on him, but some of the other stories that I looked through...
I was saying, did he have a Raymond moment, and, like, you know, in Ghostbusters where he got the ghost blowjob with the...
No. Okay. No. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that in. Thank you for reminding me that the scene that Dan Aykroyd insisted be in there was in there. I could live without that. Now, let me go over some other entities here, and we've mentioned them earlier when you started jumping the gun. Just like the succubus. But the thing is that this phenomenon has been experienced everywhere. You mentioned the Kikamori. In Egypt, there's the djinn. Now, the djinn also functions a little bit like the incubus and succubus and wants to steal your seed.
Now, is the djinn related to the Islamic djinn?
This is more of an Egyptian side branch of it, but yes.
I'm surprised I haven't heard of that.
Well, have you seen American Gods or read the book American Gods?
I haven't.
Okay. There's a side story that involves a djinn and a taxi driver. And it very much starts hitting some of these vibes of what the djinn does. Also, highly recommend if anyone has Audibles, not a sponsor, but if you would like to, we would love you to. We are on Audibles. If you can get the fully voice cast version of American Gods by Neil Gaiman, it is absolutely wonderful.
I need to listen to that.
The thing is Uzumaki, the chief from Ghost in the Shell standalone complex, He's the voice of Odin.
I like this.
Mr. Wednesday. Also, Neil Gaiman actually voices several of the side characters.
But yeah, were we?
In any case, so there's also Lilitu from Mesopotamia, who is the inspiration for the... Well, shouldn't necessarily just say inspiration, but there's some bleed over there of Lilith.
Yeah, when I heard Lilitu, I was like, oh, Lilith.
Lilith. Lilith is the old Judeo-Christian explanation for SIDS. Explanation for nightly emissions from young males. Very much like she is considered the mother of succubus and like a whole lot of lore. Then there is the incubus and the succubus and the Agroi of Newfoundland that I mentioned before. All these creatures kind of do the same thing. They're all a sleep paralysis demon. Now, I need to go into a little bit more about a few of them because the incubi and succubi have some additional fun facts. We know they're sex demons.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Merlin.
Merlin? Well,
Merlin was fathered by an incubi.
Wow, that's a...
Go back and look at the old myths of Arthur's... stories of Arthur and his round table. There was a demon that fathered Merlin. That's why Merlin's magic was so strong, is because he had partial demon blood.
Okay, so this is... I've always wanted to go and read, like, Arthurian legend, and now I'm, like, really wanting to do it.
Talk to Spence, but also I highly recommend audiobooks over reading it, mostly because you could be painting minis.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But there's also another condition connected to the incubi and succubi, and that is hypnagogia. Hypnagogia. And this is fitful waking sleep, to where it's like sleep paralysis, but you can actually move, but you can't necessarily control your movements.
I think I've had that.
A lot of people have. Then there is the Hat Man. The Hat Man is mostly known for Benadryl or Robitussin trips.
Yeah. So
go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he, you know what? This dude will deserve his own episode.
Yeah. So, when people trip on Benadryl, which we do not condone. Honestly, I'm at a point where I'm like, don't take Benadryl, period. There's better drugs out there for... That sounds bad.
That was really... That was medicine, really bad.
There's better medicines out there that do the same thing without, like, the risk. But people will trip on Benadryl and they will see things. It is a delirium, which is a special type of hallucinogen, which causes paranoia, anxiety, and a whole other host of things.
All of these sound like they summon a Kushma.
Yeah. There's actually a drug similar to Benadryl called Datura, which is also equally as lauded as a horrible experience. But something that they both share is the Hat Man, which is a figure, a shadowy figure, which I have actually seen before when I was a kid. I had the flu. I almost died. I almost was hospitalized with the flu. And I had actually had sleep paralysis during this time, and I saw the Hat Man.
See, and this is why he's connected to it. Now, for anybody that doesn't know, the Hat Man is a tall humanoid figure seen wearing a hat, most of the time a actual fedora, not the trilby that neckbeards try to say is a fedora.
Sometimes it's kind of like a simple hat.
Sometimes it might be more
brim hat.
More like a pork pie.
Yeah.
With a trench coat, but one of the things is glowing red eyes, and the thing about the Ghost Man is he's, unlike some of these other paralysis demon descriptions, he's more ghost-like. He doesn't touch you. He's seen from a distance, staring into you, causing the fear, causing pain, but not physically touching you. Like, he's never... The Hat Man's not gonna ever be in your face. The Hat Man is always, like, about 10 feet away.
Yeah, and, like, when I had my experience with it, and just to be clear, I was delirious. I had the flu. I was, like, 13 years old. But... Yeah, it was, like, in the hallway. I was on the couch, and I saw, like, a figure with the hat, in the hallway. It was really unnerving, but it was, wasn't something I can get up and do anything about.
Right, because, well, let's talk about a possible cause of this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what is the most logical explanation for the Kushmaw. Instead of it being a demon or a spirit or some polydimensional, like, noir.
Yeah. Well, individual. The biggest thing is sleep paralysis.
It's sleep paralysis.
We've already
mentioned that repeatedly because the term sleep paralysis demon is actually in the medical codex. It's not just... It's just there are sleep paralysis demons. And it's because that... well, first off, 1 in 5 people, 20% of the world's population at some point will experience sleep paralysis. You have, I have.
Yeah.
When I was a hall director, Emily stayed the night because we stayed up watching Adult Swim until 2 a.m. She passed out against the wall and I passed out on the other side of the bed and I woke up about an hour later and could not move. Now, I didn't see anything. I just legit for about 5 minutes couldn't move, felt like I couldn't really breathe, didn't see anything, and I couldn't say anything to Emily to wake her up.
Yeah.
So, like, that was my moment. Now, Em's had sleep paralysis to where when she could move, she thumped me and said something was on the ceiling. So all of a sudden, I'm like, great, I'm about to have to fight a fucking, you know, licker from
Resident Evil.
Numerous other horror movies where crap crawls on the ceiling.
The big thing that happens with me, a majority of my sleep paralysis, like, I get it. I used to get it. Okay, getting into a little bit of my personal stuff, I used to get a lot more when I wasn't on antidepressants. But it would happen, not frequently, but occasionally. And a majority of the time, it was just waking up and just realizing, like...
You couldn't move.
Yeah. But there would be those nights where, like, especially if I was having a nightmare, I would wake up and shit would just be wild. Like, again, I said that, like, I've had, like, the Kikamori experience. I had the Hat Man experience. I had it. And I say the Hat Man experience, and here's the thing. I could be remembering it wrong because it was so long ago, and I might be filling in the blanks. I am perfectly fine saying that. Well, but the way I remember it is some stranger in a trench coat kind of looming over the couch when I was a kid, or in the hallway, kind of. It's kind of hard to explain because you've been in my, like, the apartment I grew up in.
The apartment you grew up in.
Yeah, like, it was small, and it was, you could be in the hallway and still loom over the couch.
Yeah, it was one of those that the living room was.
But I've had moments where I've heard, like, hissing or, like, laughing in my ear. I've had moments where people slapped me, like phantom slaps. Like, but...
Yeah, that's what Ruby told you.
Yeah, that's what Ruby told me when I was fucking snoring my ass off in my sleep.
To be fair, Emily has punched the hell out of me in the middle of the night because I was snoring.
Fair.
And I woke up like, ah.
See, me and Ruby do the same thing. If I'm snoring, she nudges me. If she's snoring, I nudge her. So,
Emily promises that she doesn't snore.
She does.
Anyway, but here's the deal. Like, with this, 1/5 of the world's population has this happen. So, this is a thing. This is a real thing. This isn't fake.
Yeah.
Now,
it's something that we've both experienced. Right.
But the thing is, like, the common factor is you can't speak, you can't move, you feel like you're suffocating, and you start to hallucinate. Like, the scientific standpoint is you start to hallucinate. Now, here's the deal. We don't 100% know why this happens. It's kind of like in the past. We've mentioned that I would fully 100% believe that this was this thing more than, like, the ball lightning story.
Yeah.
Like, I would 100% believe that is a fucking ghost before I would believe that all the specific conditions to make ball lightning occurred at this one spot repeatedly. So the scientific explanation is almost more far-fetched than it's a fucking demon. you know, but some of the things people found out there is that most of the time this happens during REM sleep, the lighter sleep, when your eyes are more active, your brain is more active, you haven't gone into deep sleep yet, and you trigger a spasm in your muscles because your brain's just going through all the stuff, and all of a sudden it hits a 404 file not found. Your body freezes and you come to awake, but your brain is still playing through crap from the day. So that's one explanation, but again,
it doesn't account for everything.
It doesn't account for everything, and for that condition to happen is extremely highly specific. So the most this is why the term is sleep paralysis demon, not just like people talk about sleep paralysis. Like all the medical folks will say sleep paralysis, but like anyone in our, okay, millennials and some of Gen X will say sleep paralysis demon, and all of us will 100% be fine with accepting that bullshit as canon, as law, because especially with our friend group, you say sleep paralysis demon, mine's name is Kevin. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of shit to expect. But to end this on a slightly happier note, do you want to know how to protect yourself from the Kushma?
Sure.
Sleep with the head facing north.
I'm going to have to rearrange my whole fucking room now.
I mean, for me, I sleep with my head facing southwest, because if I was to sleep with my head facing north,
No.
This is what makes it creepier. If I slept with my bed facing north, Emily's side of the bed would be the door out of our bedroom, and my side of the bed would be the door to the closet, and that's just how monsters get you.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes things worse.
The next one, sleep with a knife under your pillow.
Oh, that helps everything.
So you can shank it. I'm not joking. Sleep with a knife under your pillow. A iron knife.
Oh, it has to be like iron. Is it cold iron?
No, I haven't seen cold iron, but I've seen iron. I've seen like silver knife, like bring out the silverware. Like I've seen some specially, like depending on stuff, I'm like, yeah, all of a sudden the Kushma, like, ha, bitch, I will stab you. I was asleep.
But if you're having sleep paralysis, how are you supposed to stab?
You use sleep telekinesis.
Oh.
Yeah, we're sleeping. This is our world. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
So we're doing like a Friday the 13th, the Dream Warrior situation.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's like, I cast Cloud of Daggers. Okay. In the Kushma. Shit.
Dang.
The next one. Have religious symbols in your house. I'm assuming because, you know, this is a Cajun. Put a cross up. But they didn't say any specific religious symbols, so like...
You could have, like, Buddhist symbols around.
Well, I'm just assuming if you put Baphomet on the wall, like, even the Kushma shows up. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I am a good Presbyterian Kushma. I am not going to walk in and try to steal the dreams and the soul of Satanist. But no, like, apparently religious symbols will keep it out, but I guess that's because it's a demon. And my favorite one, the most logical one, and it's what I do almost every night, and that is to sleep on your stomach, because then it can't get on your chest.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard for me to sleep on my side. I almost always sleep on my back or side.
I'm a tummy sleeper. Unless I've been allowed to lay in the bed by myself for too long, and then I cocoon and sleep in whatever angle my body stops cocooning in.
So that might be a thing, because I'm more of a back and side sleeper. Maybe that causes, I don't know, maybe that has something to do with it scientifically.
It might, but so with all the things we've said, and in the past, I'm the one who usually shits the hardest on things. Like one of the people that listens to us and has given us input has brought up that I shit on things pretty hard. And we're on, I think at this point, the Caskets is the one that's popped up.
Yeah,
last.
So...
So we're talking about the first 5-6 episodes.
Yeah.
They don't even know some of the mean things I've said in like the other like 8 episodes.
I'm honestly surprised on how much you shit on shit, because I used to be like the edgy atheist kid, and I'm just like kind of vibing here.
I love most of everything we've talked about, but I just stare at it and go, this is the dumbest
him.
But the thing is, I'm gonna do something weird for me. The Kushma is fucking real.
This is what I was actually going to say earlier, but I think it's better to say here. When it comes to the Kushma, or just any sort of sleep paralysis demon in general, and going into like the Benadryl trips or the Tura trips, I think there's like something about it, something about like the just warping of your senses of reality. And like, it's hard to really explain what I'm trying to say, but it's like you're like peering into a different dimension and you're not sure how to process it almost.
I think it also is tapping into genetic fears, which are, again, are 100% real. Which makes me wonder, why are so many people afraid of a dude in a hat and a trench coat from like...
Well, you see, that's the thing. Okay, so I 100% buy it. It's like genetic fears are like, you know, common fears that over time we've learned. Like, we know that snakes are bad and like we can intuitively know that we should...
Don't mess with the giant danger log.
Yeah. Not saying snakes are bad, but I'm saying like snakes are...
Are dangerous. Can be dangerous.
But... Like, where in nature is a man with a hat and a trench coat that has a stopwatch, not a stopwatch, what is it?
A lighter.
Not a lighter, but a clock? Like a trench, like a...
Oh, pocket watch, like a chain watch. Let me go on the History Channel, hold on.
Oh, no.
Aliens.
Oh, fuck. God.
Awesome. I don't have enough hair to do it anymore. But no.
It's wrong. It's succubus. It's fucking big titty succubus demons jumping on people.
And this is where we get banned on about a couple or five podcatchers, because Chris over here going on the BTGF.
I had to bring it back.
But anyway, here's my thing is, I'm going to say and go out on a limb 100%, the Kushma is real. Because the phenomena is 100% real, and multiple societies, multiple belief systems have a name for this thing. So whether or not it's a medical condition, whether or not it's a supernatural condition, this is real, and
we can record it.
We can. It's noted. So I'm going to say that this is one of the first backyard obscuras. Like, this
that,
is
re- that we endorse. Like, we will put.
I do not endorse.
Succubus.
I don't endorse sleep paralysis demons. I'm not going to give them.
I will endorse sleep paralysis incubus and succubus.
Anyway.
Thank you for this story. I am so sorry I brought it into such a weird place.
No, we were going there, but you decided to bring what is the internet.
I just decided to jump right into it.
You brought the internet.
Jumping
full
straight
on
into
just balls deep into it.
But yeah, thank you for this. And for anyone listening, we are on most podcatchers. We are also on YouTube under The Grape Flower, if you want to look us up there. And we also do Team Bonus Action, which if you want to go and...
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky and Twitch as Team Bonus Action. I keep forgetting all the different social media stuff.
There's so many now.
It's like, I don't want to do social media. You can also find us at teambonusaction.com, where we do a bunch of live play, D&D, Pathfinder.
We try to do charity content
We do charity content. Whenever this comes out, we might not be doing it, but if you do catch it, please donate to the Trevor Project. That's who we are donating to for the first 3 months of 2024.
Hell yeah, transfer.
Yeah. So if you can, please do. If you can't, share it to somebody who may. And you can also find us at bonus_team on Twitter until we get our own socials. They're separate.
Yeah, we're going to be setting that up hopefully soon. Maybe already. We don't know. As of this moment, we only have about 5 or 6 posted. We try to keep ahead of the game when it comes to this. But thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day, night, our evening, morning, whatever you want.
Drive safe to work. Hope you have a good poop.
God damn it, Hewitt.